Our question in the morning is, if you are a grandparent, what do your grandkids call you? And if you have grandparents, or you have had them, what did you call them? Like, I can remember when I was a kid, my maternal grandmother, my mom's mom, we called Grandma Happy because she had a dog named Happy. They had a collie named Happy, so she was Grandma Happy. And my dad's mom, who I have far fewer memories of, she passed in like 1970, 71. I was like 6 or 7. But she had a bird named Chucky, so yes, she was Grandma Chucky. Grandma Happy and Grandma Chucky. That's what we had. The Grandma Happy, as we grew, you kind of dropped that off because Happy passed like right after my grandpa did in 74. So how about you? If you're a grandparent, what do your grandkids call you? Or what do you call your grandparents? Or what did you? Let us know. That's our question of the morning. Perfect, because Michelle's in off time with her granddaughter as our guest shooter, and that will be perfect. I think her little granddaughter is way too young to call her anything, but does she have a preference? We'll see for her and Randy. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And our good buddy Keith and Owen batting leadoff with this question this morning.
Morning, Mark. They were asking for what our grandkids call us. Most of my grandkids still call me Grandpa, but there is part of them that just call me Papa. And also, they always refer to Vicky as Grammy and still do. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay, very good. My apologies. We have some other audio from a TikToker, and I didn't realize by switching windows it was going to play it there briefly. So it interrupted you there a little bit. My apologies, Keith. All right. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for batting leadoff. Also this morning, a former Notre Dame football coaching legend, Lou Holtz, has died at the age of 89.
I've had so many wonderful thrills and experiences, and I've always been proud of Notre Dame.
Yeah, he helped lead Notre Dame to a national championship in college football in 1988. He had a lot of coaching gigs, including at the University of Minnesota. Holtz, also known for his leadership, wisdom, and inspirational quotes.
What's over is over. What's in the future is what's important.
Okay. And Holtz also did a segment as a college football analyst for ESPN after retiring from coaching.
Am I willing to endure the pain and the suffering and the sacrifice it takes to be a champion?
There you go. And today in history, today is March 5th. And so this one takes me back to my senior year in high school, 1982.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Yeah, on this day in 82, 33-year-old comedian John Belushi was found dead of a drug overdose. He starred in TV's original Saturday Night Live and movies including Animal House and The Blues Brothers. Also, on this day in 1963.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Patsy Cline. On this day, she died with two other country music performers in a plane crash near Camden, Tennessee. In 1963, she was just 30 years old. And finally, we got our devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. March 5th is, we make loving people a lot more complicated than Jesus did. 1 John 3:18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Bob Goff writes, have you ever had a friend or relative who loves you so much they can't have a single conversation without rehashing all the ways they think you're wrong? Or have you been told you're loved so much that you can't come around anymore? Or have you been denied something you really wanted and needed because you're loved so much? So often someone tells us they're doing it for our good when it feels like it's for their good. Goff says for a lot of people, love looks a lot like telling us we're cut off until we fall in line. Some people call it tough love, but I don't think Jesus had this phrase in his vocabulary, says Goff. He says we make loving people a lot more complicated than Jesus did. Jesus thought love meant a lot of things. It meant eating meals in people's homes, even when they were the kind of people who had been cut off by religious communities. It was touching the untouchable. It looked like making time for the people others passed by. Jesus wasn't scared away by those who had a reputation for being scandalous or unclean because he saw through the labels that had been slapped on them and he believed in who they might become. Goff writes, we'll miss the opportunity to see people grow if we won't meet them with love right where they are. Sometimes it appears it's more important for us to be right than to be Jesus. No one has ever been argued into a change of heart, says Goff. No one's ever been coerced into becoming more like Jesus. If you're hoping to spread the love of Jesus to those you think are wrong, try loving people like Jesus. Next time you feel like you love someone so much that you want to give them a piece of your mind, try giving them a glass of strawberry juice instead. Strawberry juice? Okay. Love isn't as complicated as we make it. Just love people. Don't add qualifiers. Today's question, what can you do this week to love someone with actions rather than words? Just before the weather, she's here, Grandma Michelle. Good morning.
Yep. Good morning, Mark.
We've kind of missed you the last couple of days. You had a chance to watch your granddaughter, right?
I did. Yeah. For the first time, I got to babysit as grandma and overnight even.
How was
she's
it?
She's a good, good baby. Huh. So huh. Very blessed with that.
Awesome.
Marley May.
You look like you're glowing.
Oh, am I? That's from the sun. I was in Florida.
I think it's also from being with your granddaughter.
Maybe.
All right. Well, it's funny because it's a great day to have Ladies' Day here in our Hope and Hoops because we've got the Mustard Seed Boutique $25 gift card. How'd you like $25 to go spend at the Mustard Seed Boutique?
That is such a wonderful place there. Yes.
And so anyhow, right now, Annette's the leader in the clubhouse, and she's pledging $10 per make, $5 per miss.
Thank you, Annette.
Also, and let me just check and see. We've got so many windows up. We do have some others who are checking in here this morning, but that might also be in relation to, here we go. Thank you so much to Nelson Stutzman. Says $25 for every basket made this morning.
Wow, that's great. All right, somebody else in the drawing then.
Yes, Nelson. And I think his wife, Karen, would like that $25 for Mustard Seed Boutique. But also, we're asking people the question in the morning. We like to do that on Thursdays, is if you're a grandparent, what do your grandkids call you, or what did you call, or do you call your grandparents? 396-1670. So obviously, your little granddaughter, she was just born recently, but what would you like her to call you?
We are hoping for Granny and Papa, but what I'm told is that they figure out what they want to call you, and that's what sticks.
Okay.
So we're Granny and Papa, or Jima J. I like that one as well. So.
All right.
Good morning, Mark. Hi. In reference to what our kids call us, I was very unfortunate. I was at an early age when all of my grandparents had passed. I was only 6, I believe, and they were not living around us. So I remember meeting my dad's mother just briefly 1 year, and I was, like I said, I was only 5 or 6, right in that area. And so I don't have much of a recollection. I remember seeing her and being with our family, but that was about it. And she was in a nursing home, so we just called her Grandma. And but in reference to, we have 3 granddaughters, and to hear their voice say Papa Bob just melts my heart. And for Brenda, it's Nana, but that is what they call it. That's what they call me, and I really. It warms my heart every time I hear it. So thanks so much.
All right, folks, it's go time. So again, thanks so much to Annette in Mondovi. $10 per make, $5 per miss. Nelson in Ladysmith, $25 per make. You can still get in and support Michelle this morning. And it looks like Julie is doing just that. Our friend Julie Smith in Eau Claire, who is healing up with an arm injury. And so, she's making progress on that. Saw you walking downtown yesterday, Julie. She says, hi, if it's not too late, I'll support Michelle with a flat $50 this morning. So she's taking the pressure off. All right. All right. So 5 shots. Michelle is of the opinion that the hoop is higher. You know, I felt that way on Monday. And then from Tuesday on, I felt like it's normal height. But here we go. Michelle, ready to go. The first one is up and underhand, around and in off the backboard. Nice job. Kind of leaning in, leaning forward. There's number 2. Oh, boy. She's found a touch. It's underhand off the backboard, 2 for 2. Number 3 is around and off. That was off to the right a little bit. Here we go, 2 for 3. The next one, off the board and in, 3 out of 4. She goes for her 4th and final shot, underhand, and it's in there. 4 out of 5 for Michelle. It's underhand, the diaper dandy, as they call it, and off the backboard and in. How you feeling?
Well, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's my challenge to Kristen, that she can get some pledges and have them and beat 5 for 5. Come on, Kristen. I know you can do it. I know you're listening. So, but I think the key is, and I said this last year, there's a little red dot on the backboard.
Yeah.
I think Paul Anthony put that on there. If you hit that, you're in. The one that I didn't make in did not hit the red dot.
Okay. Well,
that's the key.
And we're going to shoot less this year as announcers, so... Okay, but that's a good tip. That's a good tip, and we'll mention that to Kristen that you shared that. All right, very good. Well, we might as well as determine here among the three where we've got for our random number generator and determine who goes away with the prize here today. And no drum roll. We'll just get right to it. And the winner is, it goes to Nelson. Nelson in Ladysmith gets the $25 Mustard Seed Boutique gift card. I think his wife, Karen, will
enjoy thank you, everyone, for pledging for Hope and Hoops this morning. So next person up is Kristen. And then there's another one this afternoon, too. Who's this afternoon? I forget who. It is Ladies' Day.
It is Ladies' Day today.
Is it Betsy? Is it? I know.
Later today, it's, well, actually, no, Caroline is this morning.
Oh, Caroline.
Kristen is this afternoon.
Same challenge to Caroline. Come on, Caroline, you can do it. And Kristen this afternoon. Yes.
We're having some fun with a question this morning, and that is, you know, if you're a grandparent, what do your grandkids call you? A lot of unique names that are used by grandkids.
Yeah, or what do you call your grandparents? Yeah, right. Either way, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. I have to say, I'm pretty boring. I called my grandparents Grandma and Grandpa, but... I mean, and I think it was grandma, so not grandma, but grandma. So grandma and grandpa. But I do remember my cousins on my mom's side called my grandpa Byers Grandpeeps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that that was his favorite, but he was Grandpeeps.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there are some interesting names out there. I have never really used them personally for my grandparents.
I said earlier this morning it was Grandma Happy and Grandma Chucky because Grandma Happy, her dog's name was Happy, a collie. And my other grandmother, she had a bird named Chucky, so that's how it went. So 396-1670, what do your grandkids call you, or what did you or do you call your grandparents? Keith weighed in, and Owen.
Morning, Mark. You were asking for what our grandkids call us. Most of my grandkids still call me Grandpa, but there is part of them that just call me Papa. And also, they always referred to Vicky as Grammy and still do. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, once it gets ingrained, that's just what it is, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure, again, as grandparents, just whatever they want to call me is great because
right.
I just love having the grandkids around. So 715-396-1670, maybe even as you're pledging for Hope and Hoops today, you can also weigh in on what you call or called your grandparents, or if you're a grandparent, what your grandkids call you. We'd love to hear it in your own voice, 715-396-1670. You can certainly use that same phone number to text in or leave a voicemail for a pledge for Hope and Hoops and a chance to win that $25 gift card.
We would for sure love to hear both. Along the way, asking a fun question this morning, and that is, if you're a grandparent, what do your grandkids call you, or what did you or do you call your grandparents? People are weighing in at 715-396-1670.
Good morning. This is Vicki the volunteer. You have been asking about grandparents, what we want our grandkids to call us. My favorite word when my kids were little was mommy. So we're working on having our grandkids call me Mimi. And my husband wants grandpa. And our one-year-old granddaughter has already started grandpa, grandpa. He loves it.
Yeah, I guess sometimes we come up with our own ideas of maybe what we'd like. But it kind of sometimes it's just kind of interesting out of the mouths of babes, right? Whatever
it's
they say.
It's so much fun, I'm sure, to hear them say that. I'm not a grandparent yet, but witnessing my parents thoroughly enjoy being grandparents. And, of course, I have two wonderful grandparents still living and enjoyed so many years with my grandpa up in Park Falls for many years. My grandma on that side unfortunately passed away when I was very young. But the love of grandparents is something truly special.
And I tell you what an opportunity to influence your community as you love on those grandkids and love them to the Lord is a huge, huge influence, right? We think of Timothy in the Bible, his mom and grandma. Here's one more.
Hi, this is Christy again from Chetek. I guess I'm from Chetek. So you wanted to know what your grandchildren call you. So they just call me Grandma Christy. It just keeps everything in line. You know, there's a Grandma Pat, and there's a Grandma this, and there's a Grandma that. So I'm Grandma Christy. And also, I'd like to make a pledge for Carolyn to support her. I would like to pledge $10 a hoop. She's got to do five of them, right? So let's beat that record that was set this morning. So let's beat that record 4 out of 5. Let's do all 5, Carolyn. I'm rooting for you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Grandma Christy and Shatek.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate the pledge, appreciate the call, and I'm just guessing that Grandma Christy, she just sounds like a really fun grandma.
I know
I've met her before at one of our events. We're tossing beanbags, playing cornhole, and Christy's a fun person. So I'm sure her grandparents, or grandchildren rather, very much enjoy her as a grandparent.
Absolutely, she does. All right, we've got a few different folks going to tell us about what the grandparent question in terms of what their grandkids call them or what they call their grandparents. But we're going to actually start with Trulina here in a moment because she also took us up on our offer in terms of supporting Caroline too, right?
Yeah, $10 flat pledge. Trulina from Stanley, thank you so much. And you're entered to win that Mustard Seed Boutique $25 gift card. And also, I'll just read a text because it also comes with a pledge. Virginia from Rice Lake says, our grandchildren call us Ma and Papa. Grandma was too much of a mouthful for them to say when they were really young, but they emphasized the Ma part, and that stuck with them. She says even now when they're 6 and 8, sometimes people overhear them in the store and they think I'm the parent, so it can be a bit confusing. She says, however, when they introduce me to their teachers or friends, they always say, this is my grandma. Pa got repeated to Papa. And thank you as well. $7 for every made basket in honor of her mother. Thank you so much, Virginia from Rice Lake, for the text and for the pledge.
Absolutely. So keep it coming here. Support for Caroline, and it all is for WIB Incorporated, helping keep those 21 Christ Center programs here on WWIB.
Hi, this is Trulina from Stanley. When I was growing up, we called our grandparents Pops and Graham. And my grandkids call us Manny and Papa. Thanks. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. 396-1670. Here's a different story.
Hi. I have an interesting take on what grandchildren call you. I had one of those scam calls. Grandma, this is your favorite grandson. I need help. And I very kindly listened and said, I am so sorry, and then and just talked to this person, and then I said, and you and I both know that you are not my grandchild, but I'm going to, well, no, first I prayed for them because I knew they were in trouble because otherwise they wouldn't be doing it, and then I said at the end, you and I both know that you're not my grandchild, God loves you, and I hung up. But that's an interesting take because that person did not know what my grandchildren call me. God bless you. Bye.
There we go. Different story.
Yes. Thank you, Sevilla. Wasn't Sevilla.
Sylvia from
Sylvia.
Sorona.
Sylvia,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Here's another one this morning.
Hi, this is Julie from Rice Lake, and I'm just answering the question about what your grandkids call you. And I have 6 grandkids, and most of them call me Grandma, but I have a set that calls me Granny. It's not my favorite, but they were taught, so that's who I am. I'm Granny. I'm a young Granny, but I'm Granny. Have a great day.
All right, we've got one more in here. Thank you, Julie, for that.
Good morning. This is Beth from Elkhound. I called my grandparents Grandma and Grandpa, although our grandchildren call me Gigi and Dennis Papa. And a kid's got me a T-shirt that said, in a world full of grandmas, be a Gigi. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
That's cool. Great
story.
That
is cool. And I know I've loved seeing Beth out and about, especially at One Fest where she's brought grandkids and talked about the impact that it's had on them, too. So very cool. And thank you to all the grandmas and grandpas, papas and Gigi's and whatever else in between, grannies that have called in this morning to let us know what your grandkids call you.
We've been talking about her all day, all morning long here, especially the last couple of hours. Caroline from our sales team, our guest shooter, in a few minutes, she's in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So what do you remember about doing this in the past, about shooting? Turn the mic towards yourself. Yeah.
Well, last year,
it was very early. You were in early last year.
I was, and I practiced, and I made all my practice shots. And then when I went on air, I did not do as well.
Okay.
So I think I'm not going to practice this year.
Okay. No practice, just going for no practice, all perfect. That's
right.
Yeah, I've been training in other ways leading up to this. So
I mean, it's a big it's a big deal. And Michelle, of course, went 4 for 5 and challenged you to exceed what she did, which would be perfection. So
no
pressure at all with that, I guess.
None but whatsoever.
We've got some great pledges so far and would love to have more. 715-396-1670. Shooting us a text would be the quickest way to do that. 5 shots on the Little Tykes hoop here in studio. You can pledge per shot made, per shot missed, or a flat amount. Put yourself in the running for a $25 gift card from the Mustard Seed Boutique. The shops at Down to Earth Garden Center, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire. So we've got several folks in the running for that. Would love to add your name to the list if you'd like to make a pledge.
You want to invite them to support you?
Yes, please send some pledges in. I really like flat pledges, so there's not as much pressure. But of course, you know, making baskets is wonderful too, because I'm hoping to make at least several of them.
Very good. Very good. Shooting for, you know, 4 or more. We'll make that the theme. Thanks. Thanks so much, Caroline. Appreciate it. We've been pointing toward this moment all morning long, Caleb.
Yes, Hope and Hoops last second pledges welcome. A chance to win a $25 Mustard Seed Boutique gift card. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. You can text in a last second pledge and join Lisa, Janice, Christy, Dave, Trulina, and Virginia, who've all pledged their support, tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, and Caroline's ready to shoot her 5 shots now.
All right, Caleb's got the play-by-play.
Right-handed on the way off the backboard, a little bit too strong on that one. Again, she's going with no warm-ups at all, going to go underhanded on the next one, on the way off the backboard, and good, perfect. 1 for 2 so far. Caroline, again, perfect swish, going underhanded now, has found the form. 2 out of 3, off the backboard and off the front of the rim. Going for 3 out of 5. Last shot on the way. Yes. Perfect. Got it. Just a nice soft touch with the underhand. And 3 out of 5. Very strong. And honestly, that's not always easy, Havel, to get even 3 out of 5, too. I think we can speak from experience.
You bounced back after the first miss, and you adjusted. Why the change? Overhand didn't work. You said, let's try underhand. Hold on a second.
Yeah. I figured since the first shot missed, I better change my strategy.
And it worked. It was
a pivot, to use a basketball pun there. Uh-huh. And you did very well. 3 out of 5. Well done.
Thank you. And thank you for the pledges that you sent in, everyone. And continue to pledge for our next things going on.
Yeah, Kristen will be shooting 5 shots this afternoon. Also, again, representing the ladies, representing the sales team here at WWIB and the advertisers that make it possible for us to keep going, as well as a ministry. So a vital part of the ministry. And thank you for your support of the nonprofit branch, Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated.
Caleb, I got a drum roll ready to go if we want to announce the winner of the $25 Mustard Seed Boutique gift card.
Yeah, we will do that drawing here. And that winner is...
Drum roll leads into the announcements.
Jan from Chippewa Falls, congratulations.
All right. Congratulations, Jan. Thanks so much for your generous support.